Thanks to those of you who supported the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Thrivent Choice, we received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
To answer the responsibility we're given in Proverbs to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves.
In Wilberforce's day, going with the flow meant supporting slavery, that Africans are not fully human. In Bonhoeffer's world, in Nazi Germany, it meant supporting the idea that Jews are not fully human. So whom do we say is not fully human today? Who is expendable to us?
My religious beliefs affects my character and the way I treat people and the way I live.
I love how Chrysostom ties the transfiguration to the passion, as though this is nothing. You want to really see some glory of God. Look at him dying and bleeding on the cross for your sins.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
We use this expression that something or someone collapses like a house of cards. Watched it happen this morning. I was just looking around on the internet, and suddenly someone alerted me to the fact that a decision that we had actually been celebrating here on Issues Etc. in the last couple of days, the Susan G. Komen Foundation deciding to withdraw its support from Planned Parenthood, that decision had been sadly reversed today from, well, ironically, they were accused of making that decision under political pressure, but they reversed that decision under political pressure. And there's no doubting that. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's Friday afternoon, the 3rd of February. We're going to start off with that story. We would normally start out with listener email and the comment line. We will get to that and blog of the week a little bit later. But first, we're going to be talking with Wendy Wright of Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. And then, as I said, we'll do listener email, the Issues Etc. comment line, blog of the week, the second hour of the program, because we have this Sunday coming up where the church is remembering one of the biggies from the Old Testament, Jacob the Patriarch. We're going to spend the entire second hour of Issues Etc. talking with Dr. David Adams from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis about Jacob the Patriarch. And we will spend that entire hour and probably not get through the whole story. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Wendy Wright is Interim Executive Director for CFAM, Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. Wendy, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on. Sorry it's on this topic, though.
Me too. What happened?
Well, the Susan G. Komen Foundation is focused on trying to cure breast cancer, and they have affiliates around the country. Now, some of these affiliates had given funding to Planned Parenthood, and this has been an ongoing controversy. And so Susan G. Komen Foundation came out with a statement, a new policy, and they informed their affiliates and they informed Planned Parenthood in December of this new policy, and that is that they were no longer going to funnel money to organizations that are being investigated for criminal activity. And they also were going to make sure that the funding is going directly to the people in the groups that are providing health care for women, providing services for women. Well, on both those counts, Planned Parenthood fails because Planned Parenthood is just a pass-through organization. They don't actually do breast exams. They do manual breast exams, which any woman can do herself. But mammograms, they simply refer out to someone else. So in essence, the funding going to Planned Parenthood was simply to pay them to give a referral for the women to go somewhere else. And Planned Parenthood is being investigated for criminal activity. The media is reporting about congressional investigation, and of course they always claim, the mainstream media claims, that it's because of pressure from anti-abortionists, as they say. Well, it's because the reason the Congress is investigating is because Planned Parenthood has been accused, and there does seem to be very good evidence, of being guilty of different kinds of criminal activity all around the country. Everything from overbilling the government for services like birth control pills, which is fraud, that's Medicaid fraud, to things like assisting sex traffickers, not reporting sex statutory rape. There have been numerous cases. In fact, even right now, Planned Parenthood continues to face criminal charges in Kansas. So the it was a very logical policy for Susan G. Komen to come out with. However, Planned Parenthood went on DEFCON 5. They went on a scorched earth, and they were determined that they were going to destroy the Susan G. Komen Foundation. They wanted to make sure that no one would be helped if Planned Parenthood doesn't get money. And this is a tactic that Planned Parenthood has used consistently. You may remember just last year, the federal government almost shut down because Barack Obama was insisting that Planned Parenthood not be defunded. Indiana, which is a state, decided to no longer funnel money to Planned Parenthood. Instead, their health care provisions would be given through other providers. And the federal government under Obama, who's very close with Planned Parenthood, has threatened to cut off all Medicaid funding, so all poor patients in Indiana would get no access to health care if Planned Parenthood didn't get any money. This is how a mafia organization operates, how a criminal syndicate operates. And so you can see why people are rather upset that Susan G. Komen has now come out with what they say. They start out saying that they apologize. They've changed their policy, but I will say it actually leaves the door open for them to continue no longer funding Planned Parenthood, because they state that they have changed to organizations that are under criminal investigation to those that have been criminally convicted. Well, Planned Parenthood still faces charges in Kansas. They may still be convicted.
So they may yet, if they keep their policy, of course, in place as it is, they may yet have to re-withdraw their support for Planned Parenthood should that criminal investigation find criminal wrongdoing.
That's right. And let's look again at that second standard, and that is that Susan G. Komen Foundation will no longer fund pass-through organizations, that is, organizations that don't provide health care, don't provide services for women with breast cancer or preventive care, but are just simply referring people to other places. Planned Parenthood still doesn't fit within Komen's standards. Because they do only refer. And let's look from a very practical standpoint. Most women, when they get breast cancer, diagnosed with breast cancer, they're in their 40s. When they're in their 40s, generally, they don't go to Planned Parenthood. They have trusted health care providers, not someplace like Planned Parenthood that's really catering to, say, the teenage crowd. So Planned Parenthood is not a major place that women would be going, either to get diagnosis and certainly not to get treatment.
A couple of questions. You've answered one of them already, but Mark asks, does Planned Parenthood really provide or fund breast examinations, mammograms? And if Planned Parenthood does fund breast exams, is there any way to know that the money donated to Komen was actually used for that?
Well, Planned Parenthood does not provide solid, definitive breast exams. For that, you need a mammogram. Planned Parenthood doesn't provide mammograms. In fact, they were caught lying about that very thing when Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, was on CNN and claimed that they provided mammograms. And so a couple of people decided to find out for themselves, and they called Planned Parenthood all around the country and asked, do you provide mammograms? And all of them said no. And so Planned Parenthood has no compunction, they don't mind at all putting lies out there in order to make it appear as if they're providing true health care for women when the majority of what they're providing is abortions. And as far as whether the money donated to Planned Parenthood actually goes to breast exams, no, there's not a way to know that because money is fungible. It goes into one big pot. And so the money that's given to them could very well be used for abortions or some of their other very objectionable kinds of services.
Pat in Saginaw, Michigan asks, how would you know that the money you donated to Komen went to Planned Parenthood?
That's a very good question. Now, it's up to, at this point, it's up to the affiliates. So there are different affiliates with, that Planned Parenthood has, regional affiliates. And some of those affiliates have given to Planned Parenthood. It appears that most have not. And so it would really be incumbent on you to try and find out if the affiliate you're giving to is actually giving to Planned Parenthood, and that may not be easy to do. That's why so many pro-lifers have been concerned about not giving to Komen, because they really can't be assured that their money is not doesn't end up in Planned Parenthood's coffers.
Real quickly, is that something that our listeners can do, and that is contact Komen? And in a measured way, say, look, your defunding of Planned Parenthood really, I found that to be a great move in the right direction. I was going to give you money, but I just can't now that you're going to fund them, or at least you seem to be opening the door to funding them again. Is that a good response to Komen?
Yes, I think it's very good for us to not be the angry, malicious kind of people that the Planned Parenthood supporters have been. Like, for example, there have been town councilmen, city councilmen around the country who said that they are may not allow permits for Race for the Cures, races around the country. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But we do want to be polite. We certainly do want to express, though, to Komen that it is counterproductive to be giving money to Planned Parenthood when Planned Parenthood does not provide services that women with breast cancer or want to be tested for breast cancer, what they need. And especially when you look at the evidence that there's a link between abortion and breast cancer, it makes no sense at all to be giving money to an organization that makes one-third of their income from abortions, and which means that many of those women may end up with breast cancer.
With only 30 seconds then, Wendy, obviously, it looks like Planned Parenthood is the winner, so to speak, in this. Who is the loser in this? 30 seconds.
Well, the loser is Susan G. Komen, because either way they go right now, both sides are mad at them. And so they're really going to need to step up to the plate to assure people that any money given to them is not going to an organization involved in criminal activity or involved in something that actually doesn't help women but ends up hurting women. And that would be Planned Parenthood.
Wendy Wright is Interim Executive Director at CFAM, Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
We'll have a link to CFAM at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand.
For a few shekels more, then even think twice for a few shekels more.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrive and Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrive and Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrive and Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Ministry happens at church. This is a radio outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It's here, it's here, it's finally here. Lutheran Catechesis Catechist Edition, a comprehensive guide to catechesis for a Lutheran congregation, including expanded helps on the catechism, a section of catechesis on the table of duties, Christian vocation, and learn-by-heart schedules for the congregation at prayer. Order yours today from the Concordia Catechetical Academy at peacesussex.org.
Yes, there is a Messiah in Seattle. Messiah Lutheran Church and Concordia Lutheran School have served North Seattle for over 60 years, and we invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:45 with Bible study at 9:20. Messiah Seattle is proud to support Issues Etc., To learn more, watch our adult information class videos online or on DVD. Our website is messiahseattle.org, 206-524-0024.